Right, everybody, welcome to another amazing episode of the Hold Up, I got something really cute for you. Shout out to my son.
I do that podcast.
Yeah, the XSF podcast, baby. Back for another episode this week, episode 48. Don't know why I do this to myself. I really hope I'm right. I'm sure I'm right. But if I'm not, so be it. Today, we talked about, you know, how do we combat the effects of sitting, right? So me, myself, I discuss, well, Devonte, how do you find yourself sitting a lot throughout the day? Also, what I've noticed from the reason I'm sitting quite often, you know, aches and pains, certain little issues that I did not like that weren't helping me get to my main goal. And then I dove into three tips that have really, really assisted me over the last 4 months to get back to where I really wanted to be when it comes to movement and progressing toward my main goal, you know, performing better on my skateboard and just really being the best father and husband I can be. The better I feel throughout the day, the better the easier it is to keep doing those things. So got into that. And yeah, I even left off with some great mobility exercises you guys can interject into your day if you find yourself sitting quite a bit. So I was excited to do this one. It's been something that's been on my mind and I hope you get a lot of value out of it. I know you will. So make sure you listen in. First off, before we hop in, though, let me give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. My dudes, love you guys. Monte Coastal Skateboards, keep holding it down for us. Love you guys. And last, but very much so, not least, Batch Roasting Co. Shout out, got you in my cup right now. Absolutely love how you humans are doing things. Keep it up. And also, you know what? Shout out to our partners in the skate game, 10K Skateboarding Distribution, right? So this is something that is very fresh. It's very new. And it's something that, you know, a bunch of homies are getting together who have these amazing, amazing brands. And we're running it up. We're trying to build this community, be able to throw events, contests, all this amazing stuff, you know, and I'm excited. We got a bunch of stuff coming, especially after the holidays and after the new year. And, you know, life's got a little bit less crazy. We all can chat a little bit more and we'll have more coming your way. But make sure you check them out. Everything I mentioned in today's episode can be found right down in the show notes. But other than that, I hope you all enjoy. That's right. In honor of today's episode, we're standing. We ain't sitting down because we're steady talking about combating the effects of sitting, right? So this has been something that's been honestly is heavy on my mind, and I'm going to keep this episode shorter just because of the fact of it has been on my mind, something I've been thinking about, and it's something that's doesn't have to be a long drawn out conversation. So I want to talk about one first, why I sit a lot during my day, what my new job entails, and then also what I've noticed from that, and then three tips on something that's really helped me improve over the last 4 months that I've just been implementing myself. And, you know, I've also used a lot of this stuff with clients who tend to sit more throughout the day and they've noticed improvements as well. So first and foremost, my job, right? I drive a big furniture moving truck for home furniture. And then that's a little furniture company here in the Midwest in the US. And what I do then, so I go to work at 5 a.m., load the truck up with everybody's furniture that we're bringing out for the day. And then from there, we get in the truck, we hit the gas station real quick. I warm my little breakfast I'm eating. And then it depends on if we got a long haul that day, if we have a metro route. But even the metro routes are averaging at about 100 miles a day. Long hauls are anywhere between 300 to 600 miles. So you can imagine. Accumulate that through 4 12-hour days throughout the week. It's quite a lot of sitting out in my day, right? So yeah, we are getting out the truck. We are moving furniture and all that. But in reality, I mean, some of that stuff really only takes us, especially if it's a couch or a chair or something we're just bringing in. We don't have to set up a bed set or whatever the case may be. It's not that long. It's not really that long, especially when you think of time and the accumulation of time. That's something that I've also thought about a lot lately too with this is, okay, well, yeah, if I'm sitting, you know, 12-hour day, moving furniture for 4 hours, you know, shoot, dang, it's eight hours of sitting in a truck in this position where it's literally, and I'll turn to the side so if you're watching, you can see, but if you drive big trucks, you know the seats don't have like the flat backs. They have this curve to them. So it's almost impossible to kind of get those shoulder blades, not even squeezed back, but just in your natural position, because it kind of forces you to this forward position, holding the wheel with your arms out really weird to the side. Shoulders are internally rotating because the wheel isn't just a regular car wheel, right? It's one that is round out in front of you, and you have to hold it almost like this and internally rotate those shoulders and flare those lats out to hold the wheel and turn, right? So that's the positions I'm finding myself in. So if that's 8 hours, you can do the math times four or whatever. And I mean, sometimes it's even longer. Like some days I don't get off till 6:30, and you know, it's a grind, but it's something that I've noticed. Okay, well, one, it's not going to be my whole life. And two, even if it was, like, how do I get around these aches and pains? And I'm now feeling in my shoulder, right? So my right shoulder, if you remember, I injured it during skate camp. I believe it was back in end of July maybe. But I was helping a kid drop on this thing, fell backward, boom, hurt my shoulder a little bit. But in turn, thought I was good from that, maybe felt some aches and pains here and there, but it was getting better. Then, boom, here comes this job where not only am I lifting stuff in weird positions, right? I'll be lifting, you know, this 250-pound couch that's a power couch, and you have one arm down here and you have one arm up here. You know, it's creating this weird positions in your body. Couple that with all the sitting I was doing, right? Not only to mention that, I mean, everything I do here with XSF and the podcast and my clients, right? So it's really been heavy on my mind. And, you know, like I was saying, I got heavy, really bad aches and pains in my shoulder, the thoracic spine, right? I noticed that my thoracic extension, right? So like your thoracic spine is, if you were to feel your ribs, right? So the bottom of your rib cage, right? Do it. Just do it real quick. Grab your rib cage. If you put your thumbs and you kind of feel that last rib, right? Your thoracic spine is everything that pretty much attaches to those ribs, right? So it's that upper back, the mid upper back, right? And that's where we want to get extension from, not from the lumbar spine, the lower back, but you want to be able to extend that thoracic spine, which brings you into that more upright posture, for lack of a better term. So with that, I was also noticing hip pain that I've never felt in my life. Well, why could that be? Well, maybe because I'm in this hip flexed position all day, sitting on my ass in a really weird way. I can't even really sit up straight how I want to and just use my core to support myself. Because think about it, you're going all those miles, all this stuff, the seat bounces around, it's like an air seat and shit. So it's like, if I were to, I've done it, I tried, I've sat there, and it's, I mean, I'm the fitness dude, right? And it's still hard as hell for me to sit there up, hold myself upright, and really focus on how I'm sitting. So, you know, you get comfortable throughout the day, you start chilling, you're whipping, I'm whipping this big old truck, I'm chilling back, you know, one arm whipping, one arm out the window, bumping our music, you know, but, you know, of course, start to know some things. But that was really, it was mainly the hips, the upper back and the shoulders and neck pain, which kind of led into the sitting. But also I think that's more so from favoring my dominant side when I'm lifting stuff, but that's for a different day. So I was getting pissed off. I was tired of being sore. So here are the tips that I started using myself that really did help improve my life overall, and I hope that you all can use some of this stuff too if you find yourself sitting more often than you like throughout your day, right? So tip number one is honestly breathing work, breath work, however you want to look at it. The reason why this has helped me so much is simply because when I'm sitting there, I'm driving, and you know, I have a 3-hour drive. It's very easy for me to get into this high stress state, right? A lot of us don't think about that, right? Everything we're doing at work, all this stuff, like our body has a difficult time our body has a difficult time telling the difference between if that stress of me driving this big metal truck or, you know, the stress of somebody just yelling at you at the phone because maybe you have a desk job, or maybe, you know, you do construction work, but you find yourself driving one of those big trucks or one of those big machinery vehicles. And, you know, your body has a hard time just telling if that's, you know, a tiger chasing you and you're about to die, or if you're just in a car, because it's just how your body perceives that stress, right? So when I let myself be very unaware of how I'm breathing, I start to notice, well, one, I'm breathing like this. It's super creepy. And I don't like it at all. And it really, it shows glaring for me, not necessarily like when I'm in the truck. Now, when I'm in the truck is when I have to be aware of it, but more so like when we go to move furniture. Go to move furniture, boom, I'm in there. Just started moving stuff. It's usually just breathing through the nose, chilling, you know? So that really stuck out to me. So what I did, right, is just really taking myself, and when it comes to this, right, my inhaling and exhaling can be different from your inhaling and exhaling. What I mean by that is the amount of time you focus on a inhale and the amount of time you focus on the exhale. Right? So what tells the difference? Real quick, I'll just hop into this and we'll save like going into this deeper for another episode, but it's just rib cage size essentially, right? So for me, I have a more, for lack of a better term, narrow rib cage, which means it's harder for me to then take in more air if I don't first exhale and make and create enough space. Now, if you're somebody who has maybe a little bit wider of a rib cage, you might, and most likely, can take in more air and then exhale. So for me, I really have to focus on more of the exhale portion of breathing, and then the inhale portion becomes easier, right? So that's what I'll do in the truck, driving around. Now just take myself out of the situation for just a second, right? Not necessarily while I'm driving, but more so like when I get back in the truck, we just move stuff and we're about to go. I sit there for a second. I'm like, all right, let's be aware of my breath real quick. Let's, you know, take five good, really intentful breaths through the diaphragm, really feeling everything fill up, especially because I'll go, and then inhale, right? So I really just do a short inhale and then I get a long exhale going so that I can create this space, take a couple nice diaphragmatic breaths, feeling everything fill up. And then I actually feel that start to go up my back into my thoracic spine. And sometimes if I haven't done it for long enough, I even get some crack, like popping in my upper back, just like for when you're doing a, you know, lying over the foam roller T-spine extensions, same type of feeling, you know, just from breathing different. So that would be my first tip is, one, just be aware of your breath, and two, start to figure out how you can be breathing more efficiently to then feel better throughout your day. And if you need help figuring that, always feel free to just check out the book a consultation today, and you can meet with one of our coaches and just hit us up, dude. Send us a message. It doesn't matter. You don't got a book consultation. We're gonna drive with you anyway. So if you got questions on that, please feel free to reach out, and on anything, really, just feel free to reach out to us. So that's tip number one. Now let me take a sip of coffee. We'll get into tip number two. Tip number two. You ready for this? Ready? You got to move. But, all right, the thing is, not everybody wants to get up, stand up, do what I'm doing here at the desk. You know, I have a actual, it's actually, hold on one sec. So JoJo got me this, right? And, you know, I get it. Those big old button pressy desks that come up, you know, and they rise up, they're pretty expensive. And if you don't have that, JoJo got me one of these cool things. You can fold out these legs. These extend. I can then set this boom here on my desk. And there we go. I'm then standing, working at my computer. Now, that only works when I'm at home. So It only works when I'm working on the computer and I'm doing stuff like this. So when I am sitting down, and this also, the reason why I like this tip is sometimes when I realize things, I'm like, okay, well, most of the time when I'm at home, obviously I'm doing things different, and now I've picked up things and methods of getting very effective stuff done in a short amount of time, because that's all I have when I'm on the job, right? So like I get there 5 in the morning, I do some of the stuff I'm about to talk about here, and then I get to moving stuff. And then maybe midway throughout my day, I give myself a second after or before I eat my lunch and I do this stuff again. Then when I get home, boom, I do this stuff again, right? So I'm not just saying like get up, move around, shake it out. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm more so talking about, you know, have some intentful movements that really do focus on, you know, however you want to look at it, combating the effects of sitting, or just really getting your body in the opposite positions or different positions that you've been in all day, right? Or even if so, some of these positions you actually can kind of look at is if you're sitting, but I'll explain how, you know, like one of these movements, if you were to kind of flip yourself back into a chair, you pretty much would be sitting down, but the reason behind it will make more sense. So what I like to do, right? I look crazy at work doing this one. I think everybody looks at me crazy anyway. So just get that out your head. You know, if you're about to bust down on the ground, do some mobility stuff, do some more, you know, active or dynamic movements, then people are going to look at you weird, but who gives a damn? Like, it's your life. It's your body. If you're feeling aches and pains from sitting down, who the hell is the person sitting in the cubicle next to you who probably is in a worse position because they're clueless? You know, whatever. Let me stop. But just get that out of your head. Just go through it. So first thing is bear crawls. Now, if you don't have the space to just go bear crawling across the ground, right, then I understand. Another thing you can do then is just simply doing bear crawl shoulder taps. So this is the one where I was talking about, right, if you were in this position and, you know, I'll make sure I'm trying to get better at how we're doing the XSF podcast here, you know, with editing and stuff. So I am filming this kind of late to when it needs to go up, but I'm going to try to just put some superimposed things on the screen. And if I don't, you know what I'm going to do on our Instagram, actually bunk that for now. What I'm going to do is on our Instagram, I'll make sure that I post videos of these movements that I'm talking about. So then what you can do is a bear crawl shoulder tap if you don't have the room to move. Now, like I was saying, this one's the one that kind of relates to sitting. Because if you think about the position you're in when you're sitting, right? You're here, hip flexed, feet are on the ground. Now you take that, right? Take you out of a chair and just kind of plop you on the ground, but keep everything where it is, back straight and everything like that. You're kind of in the same position, right? Now, that's assuming you're actually sitting straight up and not like this, you know, in just some crazy position. If you don't know what I'm doing, we have a video form of the podcast on YouTube. So check the show notes if you want to check that out. Just move around a lot. But now, the reason why I like this is because, yes, you might be in a position that looks like sitting, but you're totally flipping the dynamic of it and having gravity work against you in a different way, right? So instead of pushing down on you this way, it's now pressing down on you this way while you have your hands pressed into the floor, which is helping you then stabilize into your shoulders and stay active there, especially when you do the shoulder taps or you're crawling and you're taking one hand off the ground, making sure you're not rotating a bunch while you're doing it and you're staying centered, right? So if you're doing the shoulder taps, you're staying nice and centered. You're not rotating. You're not allowing rotation to happen. So you're working not only on movement and the shoulders, but the core. You're also really staying active in those feet and almost trying to, what I do is I try to almost do like a leg curl in the middle of the movement. So it's helping me squeeze my glutes, stay active everywhere. And boom, now my CNS is also just kind of like, okay, cool. Like these are muscles that should be turned on, especially like when I'm sitting and when I'm driving, then it's a little bit easier for me to then feel myself sit utilizing my body more so than the implement I'm sitting on. So bear crawls or bear crawl shoulder taps would be exercise number one. And this is just stuff I do too. If you, like I said, just reach out if you need help figuring out what might be best for you. And then body weight windmills. Now, why do I like body weight windmills? If you have a kettlebell, even better. I don't bring a kettlebell with me in my backpack. I bring bands and stuff like that, but I love just body weight windmills. Now, with this, you're getting one hand overhead, right? So you're getting out of that position of the hand being down. You're getting one arm overhead. That arm that's overhead is also being allowed to rotate throughout this movement. So your scapular humeral rhythm, it's coming up. You're letting it move. I guess not necessarily, you're not going up in using that, but just being and allowing that scap to move throughout space. That's one reason why I love it. And also, how often are your arms overhead? Now, also, this movement also includes rotation of that thoracic spine, you know, letting that body rotate. So for me, the only rotation I really get throughout my work days is, you know, if I have to rotate weirdly with the couch and all this stuff. And this movement, once you start doing it more, you can kind of focus on squeezing certain parts if you don't have anything to use as a weight, just to get a little bit more out of it. And also, this is helping you. So, you know, we're in this hip flex position while we're sitting. Well, yes, you might be hinging your hips back, but now you're focusing on those hips moving, right? Not just staying in the static position that they're in when we're sitting. Huge reason why I love body weight windmills throughout my day. And, you know, for reps and sets and everything, I'll just do two sets usually of each movement. And what I'll do is I'll go for 8 to 12 reps of each thing on each side, right? So I can vary on the day, how much time I have, how good I feel, whatever the case may be. Makes it pretty self-explanatory that way too, and really easy, because I mean, we're not going to do things if it's not easy. Let's be honest. Like, we're humans. We like to take the path of least resistance. So why not make that path of least resistance the most effective that it can be? Now, the third exercise. Now, I'm going to throw in kind of like a bonus one with this, because I bring bands with me, right? So I'll hook my band up to a truck and I'll do like arm, like elbow by the side, shoulder external rotations, right? Because like I was saying, for me, and I'm sure if you're working on a computer, or even if you are, you know, blue collar worker and you're out there working with tools and stuff and all that, and you find yourself, you know, sitting on the ground working on something, you know, shoulders probably going this way a little bit more than it's going this way, but, you know, probably better off than people who are sitting at the computer here internally rotated. Me, who's in the truck, I know I'm for sure internally rotated that shoulder slightly. So what I like to do is get into some external rotation. Right now, if you don't have bands or anything like that, you know, what you also can do is I would go for a handcuff, right? So just a static handcuff. Now, the thing with this also is you have to be able to lay on the ground on your stomach. So we'll throw in another bonus one real quick. So handcuffs, why I like these, right? You're getting those hands behind your back. I mean, literally it's handcuffs. So as long as you're not letting those shoulders roll forward and you're following kind of like what I'll show in the video when I post it on the XF podcast, and you're here instead of being here, you're coming here, pulling that head back, letting everything come back. That's a reason why I love that one, getting those shoulders to rotate the other way, kind of just pulling things back, not necessarily trying to squeeze the shoulder blades together. I think of it as almost trying to get my shoulders to go out and away as much as they can while also staying down. So I'm not coming up here. They're staying down, and I'm trying to go out and away with my shoulders, not squeeze my scaps, not squeeze my shoulder, like my shoulder blades together, right? Or my scaps together. That's kind of what leads to this shrug for me, at least. I like to keep the shoulders down and more focus on going out and back when I do this. So there's that. And if you don't want to get down on your stomach on the ground, stop being a baby. No, I'm playing. I would just do side planks, honestly. Now, why is this? Well, think about it. If you're here, I like to just, you know, side planks here. And what you can do too while you're in the side plank, and this doesn't include any equipment or anything like that either. Yeah, you might be on the ground, but at least it's just your arm instead of your stomach and face at the beginning of the movement. So you're here. And what I like about it is you get to push up into that shoulder you're working on, now incorporating the core as well, of course. And here, not letting that shoulder roll forward, and you're focusing on letting it come back, because you'll notice right away if it comes forward, you lose the position of a side plank. And if you've been listening, then you know, hey, once you lose position, that's the end of that movement. Like, we got to focus on getting into the right position, right? So getting that shoulder blade back while you're in that, stabilizing there. that's a great one. So those are kind of, I guess, I said what, five exercises. You know, there's three. So I have the bear crawl shoulder taps. Then we have the body weight windmills. Another thing you could do too, if we're going to leave that body weight windmills. And then from there, the banded shoulder external rotations. And if you don't have a band, then you can do the handcuff isos and even handcuffs with rotation. And if you don't want to get on your stomach on the ground, then I would go for a side plank, really focusing on what that shoulder is doing, not letting it roll forward and staying nice and stable. Now, for the last tip. Are you ready for the last tip of how to combat the effects of sitting? I don't know. You gotta start to really take account for your life and think of how you can fit training and think of how training can actually benefit you in this moment in time. You know, we all have these goals, right? And this is where I'm going with this. We all have these goals. Whether it's you want to squat heavy weight, I want to skate like a badass and be the most badass skater. If you want to be jacked and ripped, if you just want to be a father who can move around more with their kids, or a mom who wants to be able to get through the day easier with her kids, whatever the case may be, right? We all have these like main goals. But if we don't take account and really just bring awareness to the fact of like, hey, like for me, I want to be a really good skater. And all of a sudden I got this job and I start feeling like my skating just declined. I wasn't skating nearly as much anymore. I was skating like once a week due to being sore. I mean, sometimes I get to skate once a week just due to time, but I just didn't want to skate the other days. I could have skated because I was sore and in pain. Now that is affecting my main goal, right? So yeah, I could beat a dead horse and like keep trying to train specifically for performance. But, you know, maybe take a step back and look at what you're doing with training and figure out like, okay, well, I still can have this main goal, but what can I interject into this training program that will help me figure out or help me change these aches and pains or get away from these aches and pains or be able to maybe attain greater ranges of motion because, you know, might not be able to get into certain ranges of motion that might help you get to your main goal from sitting down and sitting down a lot and being in these mundane positions too often. So really look into how training can be tweaked a little bit for you if it needs to, if you're still dealing with this stuff, right? Because if you're still dealing with stuff, then obviously like what's you're doing right now isn't working. So I learned that very fast. You know, you got to fail fast to learn. So just start getting after it. Start getting to the movements. You know, we have a bunch of stuff on the main Extreme Strength and Fitness Instagram page that you can go check out. We keep saying, if you want to hit us up, feel free to hit us up. If you got any questions on this stuff, we're going to talk to you regardless. You don't have to book a consultation or nothing like that. But if you're looking for coaching, then definitely go ahead and book a consultation. But if you just have a simple question, please reach out. Talk to us. Hit me up. Hit Lou up. Just hit the XF podcast up. Hit Extreme Strength and Fitness IG up. Whatever it needs to be. Get in contact with us. We definitely got you. Because I think it's really important. If I was going to put these steps in order, I'd probably put this one number one. Just because the fact of it brings so much awareness to, you know, you and your body and how you feel and what your life entails. And then also too, like, when you do this, it gives, I think, respect to the life that you live, not that the dude on Instagram lives that you might be following the same training program. Just saying. So, you know, it's really, really important just to take a step back, sit down with yourself for just a second one morning. You know, day one training day, make that a day just to sit with yourself, you know, maybe do a couple mobility drills if you want, but really just figure out like, okay, well, what do I notice the most after a long day of work? These aches and pains are here and here. Okay, Devonte talked about this and this. Okay, I know in my training program, my main goal is to build muscle, you know, and they have these preparatory drills, but why not change preparatory drills up to then be more exercises that are going to help you then move and just go throughout your life with more correct movement, I will say, corrective exercises, if you want to say, you know, just really thinking of how you can plug and play these things to just keep going along with life and making sure that you are making it to that goal. Because like I said, if you got these things and you keep doing the same thing, but you're noticing aches and pains, you're noticing you're not progressing toward that main goal, it's time to kind of look at training and see what you can change around a little bit. So those are my three tips, right? Like I said, if I was going to put them in order, it would probably go like the one I just said. Look at your life. If you're making it progress to your main goal, amazing. I applaud you. And if you're not, then maybe it's time to take a step back and look at your training and see what you can interject into your programming to assist you to feel better and get to that goal. Second thing would most likely be the breath work, because I think a lot of people, even if you don't do the mobility stuff, if you get after it enough in the gym, you definitely can make a lot of leeway. But I would prefer to see people do mobility stuff and just move more every day. But I would put breath work second. Third would be, you know, getting into some mobility movements throughout your day that really just help you get into different positions than you are when you're sitting down. So that is my take on combating the effects of sitting. My ass sits a lot nowadays until I'm out of this job. Hey, speaking of which, if you guys like what we do here, if you guys like what I have to say, if you think anybody else could get value out of this, whatever, I just want this to be a community of just amazing humans that I know everybody can be. And I know if you're listening, you are an amazing human, and thank you. So if you could just, you know, maybe share the episode on Instagram story or whatever, tag us in it. If you are on Apple Podcasts, you know, maybe leave a review for us, you know, 5-star reviews only. I'm not taking no 1-stars. No, I'm playing. If you got something to say, let me know, because I'm always down for that. But seriously, like, the more support we get, the more it's going to help me and Lou get to the place we want to get, right? And that's just doing this full time, and not just this, but, you know, training our clients, you know, opening up a gym together, wherever we decide to do that, you know, all these things that we have planned out. The more support we get from you, the easier it will be to get there. But I don't want to draw this out any longer. I wanted to leave this one short, and I hope that everybody listening got some value and can start to apply some of the things we discussed today into your life, especially if you find yourself sitting quite often. All right, everybody, like I always like to say, just know that everybody is capable of being extreme.